Hello, lovely ones. Hello, my beauties out there. Hello, my pumpkins. Today, I'll be telling you stories. We'll be listening to children's stories. And this podcast is basically for kids or adults who love to also hear children's stories. And so, my story today is titled Merchants, a Merchant and His Donkey. And I read, one beautiful spring morning, a merchant loaded his donkey with bags of salt to go to the market. In order to sell the salt, the merchant and his donkey were walking along together. They had not walked far when they reached a river on the way. Unfortunately, the donkey slipped and fell into the river. As it scrambled up the bank of the river, it noticed that the bags of salt loaded on his back had become lighter. There was nothing the merchant could do except return home, where he loaded his donkey with more bags of salt. As they reached the slippery river bank again, the donkey fell into the river, this time deliberately. Thus, the salt was wasted again. By now, the merchant knew the donkey's trick. He wanted to teach the animal a lesson as he returned home. The second time with the donkey, the merchant loaded bags of sponges on its back. The duo set out on their trip to the market a third time. On reaching the river, the donkey very cleverly fell into the water again. But now, instead of the load becoming lighter, it became heavier. The merchant laughed at the donkey and said, "You foolish donkey, your trick has been discovered. You should know that you cannot fool anyone too many times." Ha 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 ha. Alright there, we could see what the merchant did right there. The donkey thought he was wise and always fell into the river deliberately whenever they passed the river. But this time around, the merchant, he wanted to, like, he found out what his donkey was doing, and so he wanted to teach him a lesson, and he loaded, he stuffed the bag with wools, and this donkey still fell into the river deliberately, and you see what happened to him right there. It was so heavy for him to come up again. So this story, what are we learning from this story today? We should not always try to cheat people. We should not always try to feel, we should not always feel we are smart and try to outsmart everybody. Because just do things the way you're supposed to do it. Don't cheat, don't cut corners, do the right things and do things the way you're supposed to do them. And life will just be so swiftly for you and life will be good for you. So my dears, just be good for your parents, be good for everybody, be good to your neighbors, everybody around you. And I'm going to see you next time and I'll tell you more stories, more stories are yet to come. Bye.